Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Are you willing to bet your life on political correctness? Watching the media stories unfold over the last few weeks puts the answer to the political correctness question at the personal level for each of us. Over my years of military service and traveling to many international locations, I have a personal awareness level to what is going on around me no matter where I am. I've been in situations even here in Eureka where I profile people around me and avoid potential problems. Yes, I said profile. I said profile because that's what each of us does when we are put in a situation where we may jeopardize our personal safety. Much of the political correct progressive elements in our country would have us believe we can open a dialogue and discuss differences. Many idealists believe these delusional discussions will succeed without harming anyone because they think talking can solve any problem. Moreover, these discussions will ultimately give us world peace. I think opening a dialogue would have done nothing to prevent the terrorist attack at Charlie Hebdo. I, for one, am not willing to bet my backside on some idea of kumbaya with Islamic terrorists, Mexican drug lords, tattoo-covered gangbangers, drugged-out panhandlers, pants crotch at their knees, young thugs, or an assortment of other people I assess as threatening to my safety. Call that profiling, and you're right. Give me a politically progressive protester propagandist facing a life-ending situation, and I'll show you someone who will change their tune in a heartbeat to stay alive. Maybe the protesting progressive's class's new mantra could be, I want to breathe. In addition, if a police officer stops me, I will recognize the authority of the law enforcement individual and not get confrontational with the police. Attacks on law enforcement all over this country disgust me. I'll buy a first-class one-way ticket to any one of these progressive nitwits who thinks they can dialogue with an Islamic terrorist. I'll include a self-addressed UPS box so your head can be returned to you once it's been severed from your body. Instead of attacking police or protesting military actions that keep us safe, we must recognize that the war on terror is a reality. Failing to recognize that this war hasn't ended is like pouring gas on yourself and lighting a match. We are involved in asymmetrical warfare. Asymmetrical warfare is not the warfare you see on the History Channel. Asymmetrical warfare evolves. It has changed century to century, decade to decade, battle to battle, and situation to situation. Some of our leaders want the public to believe the war on terror is over and we are not at war with Islamic terrorists. The problem is, this view is that the Islamic terrorists are still engaged in the fight. I asked my father once for his take on the World War II phrase, in for the duration. His response was simple. We didn't know if we were going to win or lose the war, so we had to fight to survive at all costs. I've thought a lot about these words lately. We are in an asymmetrical warfare on terror against radical Islamic terrorists for the duration. It ain't over till it's over, and I will continue to profile to survive. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.